Dear listeners, where did religion come from? How did religion get started? Is God the author of religion? Is God pleased with religion? These are very important and relevant questions, and they require serious and honest thinking. Religion seems to exist in all cultures and among all races and ethnic groups. There are different and diverse forms of religion, not just one. Each of the many religions develop and take shape in a local context. So it seems that all people, in one way or another, are religious, in the sense of having a set of beliefs or the denial of beliefs to which they are committed. Such beliefs may or may not be identified with specific deities. Yet, what primitive or modern people believe constitutes their world and life view. Even those who claim to be atheists have their own sets of convictions that shape their own lifestyle choices. Being religious may or may not involve activities usually identified as religious, such as meeting in an organized religious group for prayer or worship. Yet all humans devote themselves to what they believe or do not believe. Even believing nothing is a belief system that shapes choices, priorities, and lifestyles. Religion is about beliefs. Belief in something or nothing changes the way we think and interact with our environments as we choose what to do and what not to do. The Bible does not begin by stating who God is or what He is like. It does not begin by telling us anything about God. Rather, it begins by asserting that a supreme invisible being who is self-existent, named Elohim, created all things visible and invisible. The Creator's process of creation focused on one creature. Genesis records that the whole of the creation was accomplished before the creation of that special creature and for the very existence of that creature called mankind. The creation of that special creature involved the direct effort of the Creator. Mankind alone was endowed with the image and likeness of the Creator. Mankind alone was endowed with an immortal and imperishable soul. This soul substantially connected mankind to the Creator. A soul in the likeness of the Creator gave mankind similar qualities and abilities, enabling mankind to represent the Creator and control the rest of the creation on His behalf. Dear friends, with a soul in God's likeness, the special creature enjoyed full and uninterrupted connection with the Creator. There was no need for religious activities, such as sets of beliefs or sets of duties. In the beginning, then, there was no religion. There was full harmony and a direct, close relationship between the Creator and His special creature. So, there was no need to seek to know the Supreme Being or attempt to please Him. Then something happened to that closeness and that harmony. A certain entity called Satan was intent on destroying that perfect relationship between the loving and caring Creator and His special creature. Adam and Eve were perfectly contented. They had all the resources and means for a perfectly comfortable and happy life in their habitat, the Garden of Eden. Satan knew that. He also knew the divine arrangement to keep our first parents aware that they were entitled to enjoy all things and to have authority over all things in the created order. Yet, they were to remember two things. First, that the Creator is their good Lord and Master. And second, that He is absolutely trustworthy, and His word is totally reliable. This knowledge was stamped on their consciences. They had everything to enjoy, including seeing and using the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But for their own good, they were not to eat of its fruit. It is at this point that Satan succeeded in planting distrust in the Creator's honesty and perfectly good intentions. Embodied in the crafty serpent, Satan was able to visit Adam and his wife Eve in their perfect habitat, the Garden of Eden, to plant doubt in their minds about the honesty and integrity of the Creator. He started with a dishonest question. Did God actually say, "You shall not eat of any tree in the garden"? That, of course, was exactly the opposite of what God had said. He gave them all kinds of different fruits to eat, but one. Interestingly, Eve's answer to Satan's question already reflected confusion. Her report of what God had told her husband was distorted. He had not forbidden doing anything with the tree in the middle of the garden. The instruction was merely not to eat of its fruit. This was for their own good. Not eating of its fruit represented trust in and obedience to their gracious Creator. To rebel was to express distrust and disobedience. Distrust in the true, holy, gracious, almighty, supreme being, the Creator, severed the perfect harmony and closeness His special creature enjoyed with Him. It is here that religion begins. Being separated from their source of goodness and life, now Adam and Eve became ignorant and dying. The true intimate knowledge that they had of their Lord was lost. Fear replaced love and harmony. Estrangement, enmity, and confused thinking replaced closeness. The hearts and minds of Adam and Eve were corrupted. Their knowledge of the Creator was corrupted. They viewed the Creator as a creature like themselves from whom they could hide. They foolishly thought that God could be deceived by their distorted version of events. So they desired to find ways to bribe the Creator and regain His pleasure and closeness. This human longing brought the invention of religion based on the distorted assumption that the Creator is like their corrupted selves, and so, first, He can be hidden from, and second, He can be appeased or bribed. All religions have developed on the basis of these two distortions. People throughout history have tried to appease that which they fear or depend upon for sustenance or protection. To some, it was the sun which provides light and heat. To others, a big tree that provides food and shade. The list goes on and on. Knowing of the true supreme being became impossible. Humanity's deepest desire to regain the lost harmony is expressed in endless efforts. This is what religion is all about. In one form or another, religion is the expression of our sense of being separated from the true knowledge of the Creator and needing restoration of the lost peace and harmony. Yet no religion succeeds in mending the severed relation between the holy, almighty Creator and His special creature, man. Whatever we try, we cannot know Him, nor can we regain peace and harmony with Him by our own works. The gracious Creator, however, did not leave us to our failed religious efforts. Only His perfect initiative could restore us. In His goodness, in His love, in His mercy, He revealed Himself to us. and at great cost to himself, provided the only way back to the original peace and harmony for which we all long. This is the message of the gospel, and it has nothing to do with religion. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. Hallelujah.